Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, I fill you guys in on the ride back from Nashville. Some interesting stuff we get into. Also, we'll do some news and all balls, all sports coming up. All that's coming up in a second. First, I'll tell you about Madison Reed. Madison Reed Mister, that is. Now, Madison Reed's been around for a while, and they make really good hair coloring for women. And they decided, well, what about the fellas? They want to get rid of that gray. They want a nice natural look. They don't want the shoe polish look. Believe me, you can go to their website, look at the befores and afters, and you can tell me how natural that stuff looked. So they formed Madison Reed Mister. Want a little more pepper, a little less salt, Madison Reed Mister. It's, well, you find the color that best matches your color. You get it online. Gina and Lynette use Madison Reed for the ladies. I use it for the men. You just send you a kit, rub a little in your hands, run it through your hair. Bob's your uncle, man. 10 minutes later, you rinse it out, and it looks natural. And it works for your beard, too, right, Dawson?
Go to MadisonReedMister.com. That's MadisonReedMR.com. And use code Corolla for 10% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Again, that's code Corolla.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat. Stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for another ballsy month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month includes two Vinnie Tortorich approved and invented ultra fat instant energy packs so you don't reach for that donut. Four shot glass ice molds so you can keep your whiskey cold and straight down the hatch. A bottle of Chateau Spill to remove wine stains or blood from the fine silk you're donning. Of course, a bottle of your choice and the coup de grace, a digital download of the very first basic cable commentary, Roadhouse. This $60 value can be yours for only $25 at CorollaDrinks.com. From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, and brought to you by Bet Online, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Dave Rubin. With Gina Grad on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, and Jeff Cesario with the sports. And now, he's soaking in it. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice for the guy. Man, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. I love that about you, right, Gina Grad?
That's right.
And Ball Brian?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I just flew in from Nashville, Tennessee, up early this morning.
Did they put you in stowage, or where'd you sit this time?
I had an interesting thought as I was flying on my almost four-hour flight back from Nashville in first class. Uh-huh. And the thought was, I brought my box. I brought my box.
Sky box.
Yes, it's
your first class meal.
Yes.
You know what? It's actually much smaller than I even thought it was.
No, I know.
You don't hear that very often.
As the boxed meal, like, well, let's just put it this way: if you were on an Alaskan Airlines flight and you purchased a hummus box or a protein box for $7, it would outdo this five times over.
Yeah.
This is a miniature little... Jackie Kennedy's hat would not fit in this fucking box.
Okay. Yeah, that's like a four-piece nugget box.
Inside said box, as I said, sack of Wheat Thins, sack of Skittles... Skittles is a little insulting for first class, I would argue. A very, like I was saying, very, this is the cheese. It's smoked Gouda, spreadable, God knows what kind of oils and compounds are in this miniature pack of Gouda cheese. The Milano cookies, the Goldfish, very small sack, and then a thing of like generic salami, very small pack of generic salami, and two Tic Tacs.
Oh, that's nice.
So I was handed this box, and I thought to myself, so all there was in first class was 45 minutes in, they literally just handed you a box, and then they left, and then a miniature Dasani water and a miniature box, and then they just left. They just went and sat down and sat in their jump seat, and then at a certain point, I thought, I don't feel like this person's even a stewardess or flight attendant. I don't even feel like they're doing a job. Like, they're not interacting. They handed you a box. I sat down. And then I went to go use the bathroom, and someone was in there. And I was kind of caught a little off guard because I didn't see anyone walk past me in the aisle. So I thought it was just open. And turns out the stewardess was in there. Turned out she blew the place up. She blew it up badly. Which is very off-putting, because dudes are used to dudes blowing up spaces. This was blown up by a gal.
Girls don't do that.
And no. Then,
like Teresa always said, we excrete through our skin like a bullfrog.
And then I sat back down again, and then I realized, you handed me a box. That was a little bit of a calorie burner, but then I couldn't get into the bathroom because you were blowing it up, so maybe we're even. And then I realized,
first class.
You're just someone I'm flying with.
Yeah,
you don't work here. We're just we're flight buddies. Mm-hmm. I sit in a seat. You give me a box. I go use the bathroom. You're in the bathroom. We're even. We're just flying together at this point. We're not even really. There's nothing going on. Although I did pay for the ticket. I mean, that was something. But that aside, we're just a couple of folks flying together. That's right. All just a couple of lost souls hurling through the air at 625
inside
miles an hour.
Tube.
That's it, inside a tube. There is no drinks. There's no offerings. I told you the nighttime flight, at least there was a plastic miniature bottle of wine, but not the morning flight. There's no coffee, no mimosa. Just a miniature box in a miniature bottle. And if you want to use the bathroom, let me finish blowing her up. So that was it. And then I thankfully, we went to bed late, got up really early, and I was just like, I'm just going to close my eyes. I don't care. But
did you watch Mr. Marjoram's Wonder Emporium or whatever the one movie was?
The one movie was Uncle Buck.
It was Uncle Buck or Zodiac. This one had more movies.
This one had more movies.
Right over there was Uncle Buck
or
Zodiac.
It's inexplicable that those are the only two movies.
It's not a good air movie.
Uncle Buck was...
It's not a relaxing kick your feet up kind of movie.
Uncle Buck was made in 1988, right?
87.
It was Macaulay Culkin's movie before Home Alone came out. So that's how old that movie is. Now... But I did have this realization that the people who are supposed to be serving you on this plane are now flying partners. Mm-hmm. We don't have a relationship like customer and flight attendant. That's out the window. We're sort of partners in safety. That's what we got now. And another interesting thing, which is, and this is the upside, our seat was reclined, 9% or whatever it lets you do, lets you tilt it back upon. Remember they were nuts about getting the seat upright before you landed? Like, get the seat, get it up, all the way up. Oh, no, yours is only partially up. Get it all the way up. Like, a lot of discussions. They would tell you over the hopper, we're preparing for landing, get those seats in the upright position. And then they would walk up and down the aisle. They just went, fuck it. The seats are back. The seats are back.
Like, giving up.
Well, we never need to do it in the first place, really. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not talking about reclined. I'm talking about back 5 degrees. It's not holding anybody up. Right. There's no reason, anything. They kind of did an agreement. Kind of reminds me of my parents. They're like, we're not going to cook. We're not going to cook meals, but we can't harp about homework and not cook meals. Like, we can't be disgusted by bad report cards and not cook meals or buy bicycles.
We got to be consistent.
And not parent.
So it's like, look, I didn't get up to give you a second box of empty carbs, and I'm not going to get up and hassle you that much if the seat's kind of back a little bit. We're just kind of around. But
what about windows? Windows always have to be up.
They really, in the enforcement of that stuff, like get the shades up, get the seats up, get the trays back, they went through the machinations of the discussion. They were like, we need you to do this, but I'm not getting up and walking around. They weren't getting up and enforcing anything. This box
came up again. Yeah. I was looking at this yesterday. I didn't have a chance to bring it up, but it was funny because I was theorizing when you were talking about you're in first class, Chris is in Comfort Plus on Delta. There's almost no reason to pay the upgrade for first class if Nissan's footing the bill, by all means. Mm-hmm. But between the Comfort Plus gets the drinks, gets the food, as far as I know, at least it is on like Alaska, which I fly most often. But like I was looking at the actual, I'm looking on Seat Guru, right? The difference between your first class seat and Chris's Delta Comfort Plus seat, 4 inches of pitch, 4 inches of extra pitch. It's 3.8 inches wider than Chris's seat. I'm sure the footroom is maybe 10, 11 inches more, but
maybe.
What are you really, like, you're paying a steep upgrade at that point. What are you, you know, not you, but what is one paying for?
A little something called satisfaction, something you couldn't understand.
Yeah, my row is empty this morning.
His row was empty.
Oh, you got the whole poor man's first class.
Yeah.
So I was looking up because I was really bothered by this Uncle Buck thing. By the way, it's 89 Uncle Buck and Zodiac. So I went on Twitter and a lot of people are complaining to Delta. Why is it just Uncle Buck and Zodiac? And GoGo InFlight responded, thank you. I'm sorry, but due to COVID-19, Delta has decided to limit titles available on personal devices to 2 titles only. Which
Why?
Makes
That's
zero
not explanation.
Sense.
I know, because you get to go... Hey, why are you wearing a toilet seat around your neck? Due to COVID-19. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Understood. Yeah. Understood. Like, you just get... This is everyone's grand excuse to roll it right on back. Like, this is everyone... Everyone, here's the deal. Everyone wants to do what they want to do when they want to do it. It's just not excusable. But with this COVID-19 business, this is an umbrella that'll cover a lot of different subjects.
Oh, yeah.
So they're taking full advantage of it.
Is that a cost-cutting thing? They're just not paying for extra titles? I don't know how they pick those two, but they just aren't paying for movies on flights? Is that just a way to cut costs?
How does it benefit them?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Also, another highlight from this morning is getting onto the plane, and the stewardess looking at Adam and going, oh, welcome back. Short trip, huh? It was the same crew.
Yes, same
crew. Who cares?
Crew.
Not at all.
That's great.
Yeah, so there was that. That was kind of funny. A mini box and a mini bottle of water is what we're down to. So now you're just flying with your buddies who are wearing funny uniforms.
Does what that did box you do? Dare say fuel on it?
It does.
Yeah, like flight fuel.
Oh, that's insulting.
It says flight fuel on it.
Oh,
flight
great.
Fuel. I came in. I said, give me those boxes. Of course, Matt DeAndrea wanted nothing to do with his box because he knew what was in that box on the flight out. I wanted nothing to do with that box. So I took them both. I threw them in my backpack. And when I got here, I threw it at intern Ryan and I said, tally up the carbs. Mm. And in this box, there is 107 grams of carbs. So probably not in the fuel department. I don't know what there is. Something... I'm not sure how much sugar, 49 sugar?
47 grams of sugar.
47 grams of sugar, 107 grams of carbs, and I don't know.
That turns into sugar.
42 grams of fat, 42 grams of protein.
22 grams of protein. So I don't know if it's exactly flight fuel. I don't think Vinny would
that
approve.
Sodium, with that summer sausage, that sodium's got to be through the roof.
So there we are, the New World Order. But once again, remember... People want to do what they want to do, and they have found their opening for this.
Hopefully happier note, what'd you do with all your extra hotel bucks?
Oh, man. We went out to – would we go to Bourbon?
Yeah.
We ate indoors last night, and not Ooh. Only did we eat indoors, we ate at one of those – How much you guys miss this? The restaurant that's on the 34th floor of the hotel that overlooks the whole city, and you get Lovely. That whole view table section at
yeah,
the end.
Like,
oh, man, were we indoors. We went with the steak tartare.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. We went all in. We went with the truffle mac and cheese. We went ballistic. And... Because I'm a big wheel, they brought over dessert, and they brought over all kinds of dessert. Yes.
This is in the hotel?
In the hotel.
Hotel?
Yeah.
Yo-la-la.
It was awesome. And we all just went sick with the eating. And we wrapped it up around midnight. And then everyone got up at 5:30 in the morning. I was like, oh, we did so much damage. Oh, we should never have done that. So everyone was completely broken. Like, we're never going to eat again. And so everyone was stuffed. I brought home a doggy bag, you'll be happy to know. So there's some steak in there. But we punished ourselves with gourmet food up until the end of the night before. And everyone just got up this morning just still stuffed from the night before. Yes.
Yeah, if we would have spent that money on food, the food would have been wasted. I'd rather waste the piece of paper.
Yes. Good call. All right. Shall we transition into some news with, well, let me hit Liquid IV and then Gina will roll into some news with
you. You guys could have used some Liquid IV this morning.
Yeah.
Could have used.
I did.
I travel with the Liquid IV. It's a little tube pouchy thing. I got up good and hungover and all bloated and everything this morning. And the first thing I did was open one of those bad boys into a water bottle and just shake it up. And I was sucking on that thing all the way up until security. So they have an energy multiplier as well. 100 milligrams of clean caffeine, perfect coffee replacement, all natural alternatives to processed energy drinks. Yeah, don't get into that stuff. I like the lemon. I'm just old school that way. That's what I brought with me this morning. Also, it's a nice taste when you have a little of that cotton mouth from a late night of partying the night before. And they have the premium matcha and green energy blend, delicious tasting energy. Same as 1 to 2 cups of coffee with no crash, improves mood, improves focus. Non-GMO and vegan, soy, gluten, and dairy free. It's Liquid IV, right, Dawson?
Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Adam at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code Adam at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code Adam.
All right, let's do a little news, shall we, Gina Grad?
Let's do it.
News with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
So Jon Stewart is back at it. Remember last year he went and spoke about the 9/11 fund and very passionate about that. And he is back again with a slightly different angle. Of course, the former host of The Daily Show back in D.C. in support of a new bill supporting sick veterans. The bill called the Presumptive Benefits for War Fighters Exposed to Burn Pits and Other Toxins Act of 2020, they're going to have to think of an acronym, is aimed to helping veterans who were exposed to harmful fumes that came from burn pits. Mm-hmm. I wasn't familiar with what a burn pit was. So just in case you didn't know, a burn pit refers to an area of a deployed military base devoted to open air combustion of waste. So these guys, you know, he says at the beginning of the speech, though, we have a different clip, but saying like, well, we're back again. You know, we're back again, but for, you know, and basically for the same reason that obviously for the 9/11 fund, these guys were around toxic burning material and these veterans are around toxic burning material. So here's a clip from his speech.
We dug burn pits, some of them 10 acres. They burned 24/7. Everything, every hazardous waste was piled into them. And what's the common ingredient? Jet fuel. Jet fuel as the accelerant at ground zero, jet fuel as the accelerant in these burn pits. And so our veterans lived 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, next to toxic smoke, dioxins, everything. And now they're being told, hey man, is that stuff bad for you? I don't know. We don't have the science. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's about money. And we're here today to say we're not going to let this happen in the dark.
This guy sound funny.
Yeah.
That was all set up. I didn't get to the punchline.
Barely grinned.
It's weird because everyone is wearing masks behind him because of COVID-19, but he's talking about toxic fumes. It almost looks like they're on a theme. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they're wearing the mask like symbolically as he's talking about the toxic fumes from the burn pits. Yeah, you know, you think about waging a war or having a presence somewhere. You always think about bullets and fighting and explosions, but what about all the food? What about all the waste? I mean, what about, you know, there's no, it's not like they flush the toilet and it goes into the municipal system. Like, all they bring, all of the waste, all the infrastructure, all the meals, all of it. It's got to go somewhere. And, yeah, I've heard about these before. I don't, it seems bizarre that, you know, you have the, I don't know, the Army Corps of Engineers. So you put these pits somewhere and you burn all your waste and all your trash. It seems insane that there wasn't some thought of, well, what if the wind blows this way and it's just blowing it right back down into the barracks, so to speak. Like, did they have some engineering, some thought, some discussion? I mean, it's got to be something, right? You couldn't just do that.
I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist. I think anyone who listens to this show can understand that. But it would not surprise me if there was some sort of kicking the can down the road. Like, of course, it would be shocking to me if they didn't know that this was toxic, you know, and people shouldn't be around it. But at the same time, it's either got to be done or it's cost effective to get it done. And they're just like, we'll deal with it 10, 20 years. Here we are 19 years later after 9/11. We'll just deal with it, you know, 20 years down the road. I can get behind that.
Yeah. Well everyone, you don't have to be a toxicologist to figure out that burn, you know, trash and jet fuel and whatever are, but they must design them with some thoughts. They can't just put them right there. Well, anyway. All right.
Well,
one more thing to be depressed about.
Yeah. And I didn't think, you know, a year or two ago, I would have said this, but between the 9/11 fund and this, which is in full support of veterans and troops, is John Stewart the last and only great uniter of the country? I mean, he's a super progressive dude that cares about firefighters and the military and the people fighting to protect this country. And he's loud about it.
And he's probably a handful of guys that could get Bruce Springsteen to play the benefit concert and Dave Chappelle to play. Like, he could probably get anybody he wanted to do this big, you know, Farm Aid-esque concert thing that we can't have now, but he could raise a lot of dough for this. So good for him. He's a very sincere, he's a very earnest guy. It's actually even funny sometimes that guys like this do comedy for a living when you know their actual personality traits. Right. Very earnest, very concerned, very sort of a little angry sometimes, passionate other times. None of it really feels, how did so much great comedy come out of this vessel? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's not the only hero. I want to make sure we're not, you know, we're giving everyone credit where credit is due. He goes and speaks before Congress. You know, he backs the military and the firefighters and fights, you know, day in and day out to make sure they get what they need. But also celebrities are going on a Facebook freeze for 24 hours. So I want to make sure everybody gets credit for being a hero.
I was in the airport in Nashville a million years ago this morning. And I was just staring up at Kim Kardashian is going to lock out her Facebook on a 24-hour freeze because she cares. And I was just like, oh, God, it's just everywhere all the time. And I guess that's the business. That's her business.
Well, let me give you a little extra info. So Kim Kardashian, Mark Ruffalo, Leonardo DiCaprio, Katy Perry, the list goes on and on of celebrities plan to freeze Facebook and Instagram for 24 hours to protest the spread of hate speech and misinformation on those platforms. The protest, which will go down today as you hear this, is part of the Stop Hate for Profit campaign being organized by the NAACP and the Anti-Defamation League, among other groups. The campaign is calling for the removal of Facebook groups that promote violence and posts that promote misinformation. And she tweeted, because I guess you can still tweet. I don't know. I love that I can connect directly with you through Instagram and Facebook, but I can't sit by and stay silent while these platforms continue to allow the spread of hate, propaganda, and misinformation created by groups to sow division and split America apart, only to take steps after people are killed. So it's going to be a quiet day.
I saw hers followed by DiCaprio's about 7:15 this morning at the on CNN airport, whatever. I was trying to charge my phone, and I was looking at DiCaprio, and I'm like, is he doing this so he can just keep fucking 24-year-old dingbats, or does he really mean all that what he says? Because he's got to be 40-something now. Like, he's not a kid anymore. Like, how old is DiCaprio?
He's 45.
He's what?
He's 45.
He's 45. If you read his, it just sounds like, I want to fuck 23-year-olds. So I got to come on the right side fucking, and everything.
Was him fucking 23-year-olds ever called into question or
no
in jeopardy?
That supply.
No, but as the years wear on, you know, and, you know, you get on the wrong side of a subject. Yeah, I don't know. You may graduate to a 28-year-old, and then where would you be?
Dark
bite
days.
Your tongue.
Yes. Yes. So I was just looking at him going, you're old, like you're old, like adults, like, you know, when your parents, when you were in the ninth grade, or your school teachers, like those are adults. That's DiCaprio is now that dude. Do you have his Maxipana? Or you can find it. I just spotted it in the airport lounge.
And I think it always feels like saying something's to raise awareness is the black hole of, you know, of just doing nothing, of laziness. Like, okay, we're aware. But what exactly, what needle does this move? Because your sponsors aren't getting a day of advertising to your fans, or what exactly does this mean?
Well, it's kind of like we're kind of talking about it. Like if Jon Stewart gets on the phone with Bruce Springsteen and he agrees to play the concert, then everyone else realizes that guy's in and that guy's in now. Mm-hmm. I need to be in because who wouldn't want to be with Kim Kardashian and Kardashian and Leonardo DiCaprio? So I don't know what it does. I think
raise money.
Well, that would do something. You're right. But this is a notion of, I'm not going to say no to something that these people already said yes to because these people are billionaires and household names.
It's like when everyone, celebrities included, posted a black box on their social media, whatever it was.
Right.
I don't know if it was 6 months ago. I don't know if it was 16 months ago. Whatever it was. I don't know what that accomplished. I don't know what that was for.
I think it was that day. It was a day that everyone was supposed to do something. And I just woke up and I was looking at my tweets and somebody said like thank you or said something really nice about, you know, about they think I look like a great step parent and I'm really doing a great job. And I said, thank you. That was so nice. I really appreciate it. Then I got an angry tweet immediately saying, Gina, no one's supposed to tweet today. Read the room. So people get very angry about these things.
Do you have Leo's? You want Dawson to read Leo's? Dawson's got to move, but I think he's got that.
I'm standing with this country's leading civil rights organizations, including Color of Change, Anti-Defamation League, and the NAACP, who today have called on all users of Instagram and Facebook to protest the amplification of hate, racism, and the undermining of democracy on those platforms. I do use Instagram and Facebook, but I want it to be a force for good, not hate, violence, and disinformation. This should be an opportunity for Facebook to work with these organizations and the community at large to make it a better, safer platform for all. Please join me in not posting for 24 hours this Wednesday, September 16th. Hashtag stop hate for profit. Hashtag Instafreeze.
Now, is there
I'm getting
any
a little bit of it?
Yeah. Is there any chance he constructed that himself?
No.
Somebody
they sent
just
that
does that.
To,
and
yeah.
They went like, yeah, good. Here we go.
Okay, so I see. So, I mean, whether it works or whatever, it's they're amplifying the NAACP and the Anti-Defamation League, saying, we got these big names behind us, and they're not going to be using your service until you deal with us.
Got to deal with
Did
the hate.
Did I get
hate.
That directly? I think so.
A lot of hate.
Negotiating ploy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at least that makes more sense. You know how I hate a broken silence. People who break their silence, nobody's ever waiting around wanting to hear anything they have to say.
Wait a minute. Do we hate a broken silence or an open letter?
I hate a broken silence. I like a good open letter. I mean, they're fun to read. I don't give a shit. You can't break a silence that no one was waiting for you to break.
I don't know. I don't like either one of those two. I don't like the open letter people, and I don't like the broken silence people.
I'm still stuck on resurfaced.
Unearthed. I have enough hate for all three of them.
Okay, good. Well, I finally have an exception to the rule because I think plenty of people have been waiting for Chris Evans to break his silence for the last, 4 days. Because he was laying real low.
He broke condoms.
And hanging low. So he finally, he didn't want to, but he did address it because Tamron Hall made him. Avengers star Chris Evans appeared on the Tamron Hall show Tuesday and sort of addressed the dick pic, which seemed to have accidentally, reared its head over the weekend on his verified Instagram account.
Reared its ugly head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not ugly.
Not so ugly.
She wouldn't let him out of it. She, kept teasing him, and this is the exchange.
Chris, how you feeling? I mean, you've used this to get our eyes on something that is more important.
Yeah, that's called turning a frown upside down, Tamron. It was an interesting weekend, full of lessons learned, a lot of teachable moments. Things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support.
Yes, they did.
That was really, really nice.
Well, I am one of those fans. I'm one of those fans. I'm here for the journey.
For the journey. Cock-based journey. Top vein mount journey. She's there for the journey. She's not one of those short haul dick pic
She's
gals.
There for the ride.
She's there for the ride. Oh, by the way, I forgot. I got Chris's coach snack pack. Comes in a zip. He didn't even get a box.
Yeah, no.
That's hurtful.
He doesn't get a box. He only got the mini water, the Cheez-Its, and the Delta
biscuit cookies.
The Biscoff.
Oh, those are
the
good.
Biscuit cookies.
Oh, they are good.
So this just all this is carbs and some filtered water.
Adam, I was thinking too. Last night you were doing an event for Nissan, and you had a script on you, and
this is funny. I said it was right before the show. I did this thing for Nissan, and they did an unveiling of their Z car. And they were doing it simultaneously with the unveiling was happening in Japan, which is at about, I did my thing at, 8 at night. It was like 10 a.m. in Japan or whatever. And they're doing this worldwide unveiling. So this is a very important thing, this big Z-Con event. But there's also other important things going on tonight, which is, do we eat at Del Frisco's, the steak joint, or do we eat at Bourbon, the steak joint above up in the thing? And I said to Max Zapata, I said, well, the steak's going to be great at either place. The sides are what's going to decide this. I need to know about appetizers and sides. So, Chris, pick up the story.
Well, from my point of view, Adam is walking towards me frantically, and he's going over lines, and he has a script. And for those who haven't been on movie sets, an actor will typically get something called sides, which is just his lines. So Adam walks up to me, and he's like, Chris, we got to go over sides. And I thought, oh, you want to go over lines with me? All right, let's do this.
Yeah, run but, lines.
And then eventually it becomes apparent that, no, he wants me to call both restaurants and look at both of their menus and find out which restaurant has the better side dishes.
That's how I relieve stress moments before I walk out on stage. And other actors run sides. I talk sides.
Yeah, and then in between each time you went up on stage and came off, it was, so what's the update? What do they got?
Oh my God.
Like you're performing in front of the world right now, and you're talking to me about mac and cheese.
Well, I think we made the right decision.
Yeah, we did.
And thankfully, I was is equally obsessed with the sides as I was with the beats and the sides of the script, right?
Yeah. We made the right choice.
We made the
beats
right choice.
Side.
Yes.
Beats was a side option.
I got to tell everybody, I don't do the steak tartare very often. And I normally lean a little tuna tartare versus steak tartare. Good steak with the fresh chopped up red onions, small, and a quail egg. And Matt just beat it all up. And they had these toasted little squares, toasted little pie cut shapes of pita. Goddamn delectable.
Yeah.
Goddamn delectable, right?
I've never had steak tartare.
Yeah, that was my first time.
It was killer. Beautiful. It was wonderful. And Matt DeAndre did a power move. He ordered a steak. He ordered a filet. Got a duck egg on top of it.
Ooh, damn. La la.
Yeah, he was going for broke, man. It was a big night.
Was the steak not going to be rich enough? Is that what he was worried about?
I don't know.
The butter covered steak.
He saw it on the menu and he's like, I'm going.
I like that. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And again, people stay away from the tartare and sometimes they go with the tuna tartare. Do yourself a favor. When you go to a good steak place, get that steak tartare. It sounds
YOLO, man.
It sounds weird. Yes.
Oh, yes, to your point. Oh, never get the steak tartare in an average restaurant.
Right.
If you're going to some fucking Applebee's or something, I don't know if they have it, but I'm saying at the nice place, get the steak tartare.
Get it and live. And again, I don't order my steak rare. I get it medium usually. Like, I'm not the raw egg, raw whatever. I'm not that guy. Goddamn believable, right, Max Banner?
Yeah, I'll get it anytime. But maybe I won't try the Applebee's steak tartare.
All right, Gina, sorry. What else you got?
Well, trick-or-treating has been on a lot of people's minds, and that is absolutely going on in New York right now and other places. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he won't formally ban trick-or-treating this Halloween, but he won't necessarily encourage it either. In an interview he did with News 12 in Long Island on Tuesday, he said, like, look, I'm not going to ban it altogether. Just be smart. Use your head. Springfield, Massachusetts, however, the mayor is defending his decision to ban trick-or-treating. Well, as we know, officials here in L.A. banned it, then freaked out and reversed it, and said they just don't recommend it. New York hasn't experienced any widespread post-reopening COVID updates. It's in the midst of a nearly 40-day streak with an infection rate below 1%. So they're doing well.
Well, I'm a little bit of a broken record, but the infection kicks in about 4 days. If it's been 2 weeks, it's not coming around. Since we had record-breaking heat in the valley and the entire beach filled over Labor Day, which is now coming on to, it's been 10, 11, 12 days since that was packed in. We should be seeing a spike in Los Angeles because those people weren't flying in from, Daytona Beach or anything. And if we're not getting a spike, then it's evidently okay to be outside in a large group. If, in fact, we're not getting a big spike, because that beach was nothing but humanity as far as my eye could see. Over a three or four, it was packed on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and it was just nothing but humanity. So if we're not getting a spike, then it's okay to be outdoors, at least. I wouldn't risk what we did last night, a steakhouse with the steak tartare. But
no,
yes,
don't do it.
Especially when you're in a place with a steady offshore breeze. That's not the hot spot.
No.
But that's the thing I keep saying about trick-or-treating was if Halloween was about, if there was no such thing as trick-or-treating, if Halloween was about the whole community comes together and we all pack into one airplane hangar and have a party and that's canceled this year, the alternate would be trick-or-treating. It'd be, yes, okay, just for safety this year, put on a costume, maybe a mask, go door to door, don't go inside, they'll hand you candy, you'll move to the next house.
You are a genius, Gina, because in an alternate universe where we didn't know what trick-or-treating was, this would be prescribed as a safe way to conduct yourself that evening. This is go outside, spread it out, go to the door one at a time or whatever. Like, this would be a perfect remedy for that. It just doesn't seem that things are going on outside, and especially, well, the kids and whatever. All right.
Well, so that's the thing. If you have kids and they say, well, we don't recommend it, but we can't stop you, what do you prepare for? Are people going to do it?
I don't know, but I wish they had that same mindset on speeding. Like, they're like, look, I'd like you to drive slow, but there's really nothing we can do if you want to go 180. Yeah. So, all right. Let me hit Simply Safe here. Simply Safe. Most home security companies, they try to trap you with high prices and lock-in contracts, lousy customer support. There's only one no-brainer, that is Simply Safe. Everything to protect your home, an arsenal of sensors and cameras in every room, window, and door, tailored specifically for your home, professional monitoring day and night, and ready to send police, fire, or medical professionals. Set it up in under an hour, just peel and stick. No technician required. No contract, pushy sales guys, hidden fees, fine print, any of that. Starts at just $15 a month. U.S. News and World Report named it the best overall home security of 2020. Protect yourself. Batteries last up to 10 years with Simply Safe, right, Dawson?
Head to simplysafe.com/Adam and get a free HD camera for our listeners. That's simplysafe.com/Adam to make sure they know our show sent you.
All right, Gina, why don't we bring it home and we'll do sports right after this.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina, Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and do sports with Jeff Cesario right after this.
It's time to break down the game film and look at the X's and O's, the KOs and the O-Nos from the world of sports. BetOnline presents All Balls, All Sports.
The Los Angeles Clippers lost. Their fans may as well just become incels. Their new arena already being turned into an Amazon distribution center. It's so bad Doc Rivers had his medical license pulled. Lou Williams, so depressed, he went to a strip club for the strippers. The Denver Nuggets came from behind for the third night in a row to pull away 104-89, beat the Clippers in Game 7. Jamal Murray had 40 points for the Nuggets. That kid's a superstar. Nikola Jokic, 22 boards. That's Rodman-esque there for the Nuggets. Kawhi only had 14 for the Clips. The question for the Clippers, how bad a choke is this? Doc Rivers has now lost three 3-1 leads, once earlier with the Clippers, once with the Magic, and then the debacle last night. This seems like just an emotional gutting, like a field dressing. I'm not sure the Clippers can recover from something like this.
My son was very depressed when I spoke to him after devouring half a cow 13 floors above my room. 3-1. He's like, this is unthinkable. The Clippers are his favorite team. And this has only happened a couple of times, right? Or it's happened in, well, how many times has it happened? It's pretty rare.
For the Clippers, this is the third time.
I think it's something like 11 times.
In the NBA, it's 13 times.
13 times.
Yeah.
In the history of
this. In the history, Doc Rivers has had three of those.
Wow.
Yeah.
The good news is he thought he'd lost his voice before this. His voice is so crazy hoarse.
Yeah.
It's at a pitch that like only Moose can hear. Like it's such a crazy low tonal thing that I can't even hear what he's saying, but I'm sure it is bad that it's happened to one guy three times in the course of 71 years or something. I don't. How long's the
three
league,
times, fool?
How long's the league been around? I mean, league's been
too
around
long
for 80.
The
wasn't the wasn't 74 the years like 1970 huh? or something?
74 years.
ABA, yeah,
74. ABA 74 years. Yeah. Well, that's it. Now what? We got the Lakers. Who are the Nuggets playing?
The Lakers.
Are they playing the Lakers? The
Nuggets playing the Lakers. Yeah.
That's it.
There's and, no. The Heat
no,
and
they're
Boston
in the Western Conference.
Oh, Western.
Sorry, Western Conference.
Yes. So
Clippers are 0-8 with a chance to win the Western Conference. 0-8 with a chance to win the Western Conference.
You know who you got to.
That would be zero wins.
Calm down, Jeff.
You have to feel really bad for Billy Crystal about now, right? Because there was lonely Billy, yeah, like the Maytag repairman.
Poor Frankie Muniz.
And yes, and there he was. And then all of a sudden, they became celebrated, and he became this genius. He was like the guy who bought Uber stock the day they went public, you know. And now this. Very sad.
Sad.
Sad indeed.
Yeah. What's the worst choke you ever had? Because this, to me, is kind of top of the heap. I don't think people are fully digesting it yet. But when they do, it's going to stop right about mid-throat, and they're going to choke because it's horrible. This is horrible. They were supposed to win the whole thing all year long, bandied about as the winners of the entire thing, and they're eating it.
Well, let's put ourselves in a better mood and talk about, I don't know, football or Dancing with the Stars.
You got it.
Or UFC or anything.
Let's see. You'll like this. The NFL announced that holding calls in week number one by the officials were down 78% compared to 2019. A lot of people are thinking it's the refs being out of shape or unable to call it. But in 2018, the league asked the refs to enforce some new holding calls, and holding jumped almost 100%. Then they pushed even harder in 2019, making what they call these lobster blocks, which is where you sort of get your claws around a guy so he can't get around you. They pushed, that was another 66% jump. So they pushed hard to call holding. This appears to be a course correction and not just a bunch of refs who are out of shape. It is the lowest in 20 years, but we were talking the other day about defensive backs and how they're coming up with moves now to kind of balance the incredible talent of these offensive receivers. My hunch is they're going to lean towards the offense in this eventually. And that's what's happening with the offensive linemen, because I think it's ratings. I think people would prefer seeing points scored than someone stopped on a 3rd-and-3. So this may be the offensive lineman equivalent of that. They're kind of compensating now to help the offense, and I think you're going to see more of it.
Would you guys like to see this or not? Which is, there's holding, and there's all whatever the infractions are. And then, of course, they're the ones that take place away from the play. Mm-hmm. And they throw the flag. You know, it's like the guy picks off the ball. He does a pick six. But it's all coming back because one of his teammates held or chop blocked someone who was 20 yards behind the play. You're always angry at that guy. Like, why'd you put your hands on that guy? He could have never caught the guy.
Yep.
Would you guys like a call, and I don't know how often you could do it, but a call where you could throw that red flag and go, it was holding or it was clipping or it was anything, but it wouldn't have affected the play. Like, he could not have made it there. That's a great pick six. That should count. Would you guys like that?
If the quarterback's rolling right and someone behind the play on the left side of the field, there's a holding call, but it's like he never looked at him. Never considered not part of the play. Yes, it's the letter of the law, but it's the spirit of the law of the rule.
Right.
Here's what I would do.
Yes.
I would say, if it does not affect the outcome of the play, if it's not any factor in the play, I would say dead ball, foul, 15 yards on the point after, or 10 yards on the point after, something like that. If it's a pick six and a guy goes, I would tack it on after the change of possession. That's what I would do.
Mm.
So it's still a foul, but it comes after, the play is still good, but you are penalized for making an illegal block or whatever it is.
All right. And then unfortunately it comes down to this thing where you have to look at the play and try to figure out whether the guy would have shed the block and made the tackle or what have you. But in general, I feel like the refs are doing a decent enough job, and I'm enjoying the season. I'm looking forward to it seems like, did we have two Monday night games? I was traveling.
Yeah.
It was always the first week of the season, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they always like do two in the first week?
At least for the last five or six years.
Yeah, I'm getting old. Yeah. Seemed like they're, had a Monday night game, had a Thursday, two Monday night games, Thursday night games, Sunday night games, Sunday night late game. Like, there's more football than there isn't football now, which is, I'm not complaining. That's a good thing.
You must be happy as a clam.
I am, but on the other hand, I traveled Monday night and missed two football games. So I'm screwed.
That's true.
Well, this will help you. Let's keep it in the NFL. Here's a fun story. Former New York Jets wide receiver Josh Bellamy was charged for his alleged role in a $24 million fraudulent pandemic loan scheme.
Oh.
The U.S. Justice Department arrested him in Florida. He's charged with getting loans, $24 million worth of loans, him and 10 compadres. The wide receiver, former wide receiver, spent it on Gucci, Dior, jewelry trips, casino trips.
I don't know this guy. White possession type receiver?
Sort of a Wes Welker cologne.
Yeah.
He's an African-American receiver, former receiver. He was cut by the Jets.
I did not see that.
Who claimed they didn't know anything about the legal troubles. They just happened to cut him the day before the U.S. Justice Department arrested him.
You guys remember remember the Jets had the original Wes Welker?
Wayne Krabet. Yes.
Gina was mouthing it as it came out of your mouth.
She texted me as you started to say.
Oh, okay.
I wanted it to be on brand for you, Brian. It would be weird coming from me.
Yes, Wayne Krabet was like the original undersized, overachieving, little white possession, run the tight route, probably not stretch the field, but then would always go down. Always one of those guys would make one of those hustle plays after the interception, chase a guy all the way down the field or on a special team or something like that.
Cause a fumble.
Yeah, 5'10", 188. Wayne Krabet, the original sort of small white possession receiver.
I think he got into a beef with his teammate, Keyshawn Johnson, who I think there was something about Keyshawn was like, I'm a star, and these are all flashlights or something like that.
Right.
And then it became a thing where they kind of rallied around that.
Yeah, yeah. Johnson claimed that
the Jets rallying around anything.
Claimed that comparing Krabet to him was like comparing a flashlight to a star.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
That's what you're looking for in the ultimate team sport. Because Keyshawn wrote that book, Just Give Me the Damn Ball.
He was right.
Yeah. He was right. Keyshawn was a guest on Loveline on MTV during the time he was plugging Just Give Me the Damn Ball, circa 1998. I don't know when that must have been right in there
somewhere.
He was
the number one overall draft pick in 96. Well, he was at USC in 96, and he wrote the book a year or a year and a half later, so it would have been 97, 98. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, 97.
Right.
Not that That's I know a lot about Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He blew $62,000 at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida. Played college ball at Louisville, where I believe you can actually major in fraud. So I think
Petito teaches the class.
Yeah, exactly. So he blows all this money. Is he not in some weird way sort of spreading around these stimulus check? Right. Isn't he a human stimulus of sort? Shall I play devil's advocate here? I mean, he probably blew at least a half a million of this to a million of this out in the public. He's trying to spread it around.
Turn the corner on this guy. Everyone else is squirreling away cans of garbanzo beans, and this guy's out spreading it around.
Wayne Krabet's clipping coupons.
That's right. This guy's putting it back into the community. You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's community-minded, so he's probably going to jail.
It always feels like so many of these people could get away with it if they just could lay low. Like we always talk about, you hired the contract hit on your wife, you got the big insurance payday, you and your girlfriend now are moving to Reno. Could you just lay low for 9 months? Maybe we could get away with it. But it's always a new Cadillac and a Gucci bag. Like they always go on a shopping spree and then they draw attention to themselves and then the questions come pouring in.
Yeah, and they don't seem to be, they don't even try to wear a hat and a mustache on the shopping spree. It's just, hey, I'm Josh Bellamy. Show me your most expensive watch. I'm not sure that's happening.
I want to know, Max Zapata, I'll get to Bet Online here in a second, but Falcons Cowboys, I've been looking at that game for a little while. I always I have a strategy, which is when good teams and good franchises and good quarterbacks get kind of nipped in their last game. Dubious, you know, offensive push off, you know, kind of a call with the Cowboys. They seem to come back and make a statement their next game. And that's always, I don't have many strategies other than I would always bet the Patriots the week after they lost because they just would never seem to lose two games in a row. Like Belichick's teams never right. Like, oh, they're on a slide. You know what I mean? It's been six mm-hmm. games, you know. So I like the Cowboys, but I don't know how the Falcons are this year. So we'll figure that out.
Falcons have a terrible defense. That's the first or second highest over under of the week.
Oh, really? Let me hit Bet Online.
It's a high scoring game, according to Bet Online.
See if we can find the spread there. Wait's over. Football's back, as previously discussed. Falcons at Cowboys. Well, there we go. At Cowboys. Bills at Dolphins. Rams at Eagles. Vikings at Colts. Panthers at Buccaneers. That's be an interesting game. And Patriots at Seahawks. What's the spread on Patriots at Seahawks? Seahawks got to be favored, but not by too much.
I think four.
But they look tough, man. More options to wager than any place online. Spreads, totals, props, and get in on the season bonuses and wager on wins, division championship futures. Head to BetOnline today. Take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Visit BetOnline.ag, our exclusive partner at Podcast One. And don't forget, promo code Podcast One for your sign-up bonus today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Patriots favored by four on the road.
Really?
Seattle's a strong team,
Didn't Russell, didn't Russell Wilson light it up last week?
Yeah, they're a strong team. That's an odd line.
I think I'm
a little
Seattle's favorite, right?
Yeah, but I read it backwards. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey.
We're all sane. Still, I think. Well, no, it's like I tell people all the time when smart, sane people who know a subject go, what? No, that's weird. It usually means something's up. So even 4 points on that game, Seattle, I mean, what they put on, 38 points last week? I mean, Russell Wilson looked amazing. Might they win by a touchdown? I don't know. That looked like a decent game to me. What was the Dallas game? Did we find that one?
Dallas
there.
Favored by 4.5, yeah.
That's another...
I'd take Dallas.
I'd take Dallas. I like Dallas in that game.
I would take Seattle and hope that that they win by like 18, just to see what happens then between Belichick and Cam Newton.
And also, it'll be interesting if they just go out and roll against the Patriots, because remember, Seattle's the home of the 12th man, but there is no 12th man.
There's literally 12 people in the stands.
There's 12 people in the stands. Four of them are selling frozen malts. So, I don't know. We'd go, I guess we can do it without you, 12th man. Dallas is probably going to have some people in the stands, maybe 20%. I don't know. Seattle, if it's the Seattle I know, they're not going to have anybody in there. But Dallas is, I think if it's the Dallas that I know, they're going to be trying to get some folks up in there. And might it be worth a half a point to say, well, we had some home crowd, like versus complete and utter crickets. Well, you can look that up. Jerry Jones, I at least would be lobbying for it. I don't know if he'd get it.
Yeah. I think I heard Dallas will have some fans.
Yeah. So Seattle have no fans and, you know, no 12th man. And the Cowboys will have a couple. And that's got to be good for something. All right. Let's bring it home, Jeff Cesario.
You got it. I'm Jeff Cesario. That's all she wrote for All Balls, All Sports.
All Balls, All Sports. Presented by Bet Online. Your online sportsbook expert.
Dallas allowing a little over 26,000, which is 30%.
25%.
It's almost
25%. It holds over 100.
Yeah, 105,000.
Oh, sorry.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know they built the new stadium that big. Over 100,000. Yeah. With all their luxury boxes and everything.
That's what it says. I don't know. I don't like the way you're looking at
I've toured that place, and it's pretty damn amazing. But let's not forget, all the new stadiums are all luxury box.
On top of luxury box.
Right.
Like so, 65, yeah. Right?
Or, yeah.
No, it's 104, says Max.
I like the way you're looking at me.
I'm shocked. What?
This is why I love when sane people question things.
Right.
Because it's actually standing, that's with standing room. So it's actually 80,000. Yeah. 80,000.
Oh, yeah. 80,000.
So it's 25% of 80,000.
All right.
Seats 3,300 for football.
Yeah. Yeah. But if one of those K-pop bands comes in there, they get 115
right.
Koreans.
Right.
All right. Let's see. All right. So I'm going to be talking to Dave Rubin coming up here on a little one-on-one. And yeah, so stay tuned for that. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with Dave Rubin right after this.